Hey, mixtape listeners. You can find us every Sunday on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
For the year 2G, the rap game changed with one name. Jules aim to slain anything on this plane. Remains are found when the best kept secret get heated. You went platinum with a ghostwriter, so in the game you won, you cheated.
Tyler, how are you?
Well, how are you?
Just doing well.
Okay.
What's going on?
Just waiting for you.
Sorry. I had to do something.
It's okay. Yeah, I was the aunt.
It was... That's what...
I know.
She was on for 20 minutes.
I know.
She wouldn't stop.
You didn't have to stay the whole time.
They're like, you're going to come to my... You're going to come to our last show in Montreal, like our best one. She's like, ah... Not for that. It's like, yeah, I don't want to watch your DJ sets.
Yeah, probably not.
She's like, are the Beatles going to be there? No, then I'm out.
Yeah.
No joke.
Pix tape.
Summer is all about the freedom to have fun. Forget a vacation and take a tequila-cation with new Truly Tequila Soda. This refreshing blend of real fruit juice from concentrate, sparkling water, and premium tequila blanco is the drink of the summer. Try all four refreshing flavors, all with 5% ABV and just 100 calories. Truly Tequila Soda. Keep it light. Hard Seltzer Beverage Company, Boston, Massachusetts. Please drink responsibly.
Mush, you said you had a thought.
Well, first of all, right now, I'm not... You see how hot, like, is my face red?
A little.
I'm like...
Peachy.
So hot at the moment. But my thought was this. I don't want this. I don't want this being a mushed. I want this, a real thought in the world, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Tyler, is that okay with you?
Hit me, baby.
All right. There's really not anything new in this world. It's just a better replica of things we already have. So take it as a TV. The TV came out in what, the 80s?
Yes.
Sure.
In the 80s. And then... Now we just got plasmas. There's still TVs, but mm-hmm. it's just a better thing.
Yeah.
Cell phones went from a razor to an iPhone.
Mm-hmm.
iPhone's the same thing. It keeps getting better. Name something that's new, but just totally different than everything.
This hoodie?
No, that's a mixtape thing known better, just better revamped.
Yeah, no, they don't make new things. Movies, not new.
Yeah, they just redo things in a different plot.
Correct.
Listen, you want to know what something they didn't even try to redo differently?
Yeah.
Toaster.
No.
One for one.
No.
Yeah. Like the guy that did the toaster was just like, bro, I hit this out of the fucking park.
Like there's no.
You can add more toast to it. You can toast it a little bit more or less.
Yeah, they added a Pop-Tart switch.
No, there's the fucking, when you can put six pieces of bread in it, that's where it's fucking miraculous.
That's what he said. You can add more toast, but it's still the same toast.
No, but that's the same thing as a TV. The TV's been doing the same shit, but it's just getting bigger.
Okay. But like coffee pot, they've gotten like beans out of it. They give you the K-cup now. Like you don't even have the same type of coffee pot. Toaster is still... That's it.
Microwave still. I can't believe microwaves aren't
same thing.
No, this is way better.
Exactly. Yeah, you're proving my point.
But toasters, no, I'm agreeing with you. I'm disagreeing on the toaster part. Toaster, they've just added more things to toast.
No, I've had shitty toasters of this not crisp bread.
That feels like a you problem.
I feel like the guy with the toaster knocked it out of the park.
That guy, no, Tyler's right.
Good for that guy.
Oh, we talked about this the other day. They haven't done shit to staplers.
Yeah.
They haven't done a fucking thing.
Well, we don't, to be fair, let's be fair here. We're a fair podcast.
Of course.
You didn't see the first stapler. It might have been one staple. You had to do it yourself, probably.
Every time?
Just like,
one. Like a musket, like single shot staple.
And you had to make the noise. Like, that's how they made it. That's how they made it first. Like, the first one was just a staple on your hands. Like, oh, wow, this sticks two things together. And you just got a guy going, ding, ding, ding. I feel like that's not the stapler noise.
It was close enough. We get what you're saying.
Man, I feel good today.
You gotta calm down. You've been drinking?
Yeah, I have been drinking. I got invited on a private jet.
Oh, yeah, that was imminent.
Yeah, I'm gonna be best friends with them.
Have to.
So fast.
Have to.
Oh,
they were
yeah.
a delight.
What a delightful group.
Tremendous.
I want me to go tonight. I'm almost saying, like, fuck, my college friends came to visit me this weekend.
No, forget them.
I'm about to say, hang out, Rudy. I got a show to go to. Tonight.
Why don't they just come with you?
Nah.
Nah, it's, I'm a selfish prick.
Nah.
You don't like anyone else. Yeah. I like telling stories without anyone else's input, you know?
Like, yeah, they can't check you on it.
Yeah, Timmy's about to add his 2 cents. Yeah. He can't. He wasn't there.
I remember my brother and my cousin have been so – my cousin Joe been so mad at me because when I went – because I was always friends with Marcus Stroman before this. Mm-hmm. Before Barstool, before everything, I went out and we went out together. It was just us, Jose Bautista, and Aaron Judge. And when I came back, my brother would not – he gave me a legit silent treatment. We went to Universal next day. Fucking Hulk was there. The Hulk is a great ride. Mm-hmm. Wouldn't say a word to me the entire time because I told him he couldn't come. It was it's better to be by yourself.
It was worth it, though.
Oh, for sure. It was a great time. I had all of Aaron Judge's trash.
Yeah.
Aaron Judge went to the bathroom. I went with him. I was like, oh, these idiots trying to come to the bathroom with you while I'm going to the bathroom with them.
Let's go, Aaron.
Aaron, I got you. I'll look at you, pecking. Nobody else. I love when we talked about this. We're like, yeah, we're going to do just gambling.
That was never the plan.
No, I know. But I was like, let's try and just do gambling. It can't happen with you two. Your two are just too unbelievable. Oh, wait. Real?
Yeah, us. We come in with the philosophy. Philosophy point of the day.
We're real pieces of work, Tyler. You know that?
Yeah.
I don't know if you guys know this.
Something else.
The Pistons are playing again tonight.
So are the Pacers.
They're just playing. It's unbelievable. We got to actually keep track of how many times they play a week.
Well, the person, Tyler, the person who tracks our picks is just fucking wrong.
Mine. I'm looking pretty good.
I called him out immediately because he had the days before records, which those might have been wrong. But based on the days before records, I went 2-1. He gave me a 1-2 record. How is that just? How is that fair?
What did they say after that?
They didn't. Like, cowards.
I almost believe him more than you, though.
But he had the picks. Yeah. Like, he had my picks there. And then I double-checked them. Like, the Raptors just won outright. I took them +2.5.
Oh.
And the Wizards covered. We all know that. What the fuck?
Good for him, though.
Just lying?
Yeah, I like the lies.
He's just making me look terrible.
It, yeah. You're outnumbered here, mate.
Brutal. Brutal.
I did have something to say, but I forgot. It's okay.
Hell yeah.
No, that's good.
Coming
that's good.
In strong.
That's good.
It's a Friday. It's payday. You have no idea how much you get paid?
No. It's going to be... Because I need to move into the city, so I have no idea how.
Why would you move?
I have to.
Why?
Well, one, my dad's like, I'm so sick of paying for this goddamn house.
I can understand that.
Valid.
Now that's a trip we should do. Orlando.
Go to that Magic house?
Game and to that house. My parents.
I like Orlando.
That's my, again, Coley's my dad's favorite. Mm-hmm. That is where.
He might tell you to stay home.
Yeah. No, but you guys.
Coley Bennett.
I'd bring you guys to a country bar. You'd hate it. I would love to be there with you.
You had us sold on the trip until this part.
$1 beers.
Back in.
All night.
I'm
and,
in.
And it's not a shot of beer. It's just a literally can. Yeah, it's unbelievable.
Yeah, all right. Yeah, all right. We'll head down to Orlando.
It'd be a great time.
No question.
Yeah.
Did you see the Magic's new jerseys?
I have.
Stink.
I don't think it's allowed. It shouldn't be allowed. I saw Hank's tweet. I didn't enjoy it.
The gray one?
No, they're black and orange.
Oh, I just saw the gray with the Disney thing on it.
Mm-mm. Black and orange.
Oh, I didn't see those ones then.
Maybe it's a dark, dark gray, maybe? I can't imagine they unveiled 2 uniforms.
With the picture of, like, oh, my favorite player was there, fucking Jefferson.
These.
Oh, no, I didn't see that one.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I think me and Tyler saw the same ones.
Emile Jefferson. I haven't seen these gray ones.
Oh, yeah, no, these black and orange are awful.
Awful.
Yeah, those are gross. The black, I was going to say, the regular ones weren't that bad.
You know, these would be good in Oklahoma City.
Be better there than here.
These would be like Thunder's instantly best jerseys.
I don't like these.
And
boy, I got out at the right time.
It appears everyone's going to have these 3-letter jerseys now, too, like Charlotte with the cha.
Mm-hmm.
If Orlando's going ORL, like I don't care for that either.
No.
But yeah, we're still in on Orlando.
I think it'd be a great time.
You booking your private jet right now?
I'm trying. I'm in Vegas 36 times. Okay. They're nice fellas, man.
They're very nice.
The Schnitt Talks, it's getting them. It's just, I keep seeing so much pink.
It's everywhere.
It's everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
It's
everywhere. Heck yeah. Celtics play the Warriors tonight. I'm very excited.
Can I comment last night real fast?
Yes.
The Nets, I didn't realize. I'm glad I watched the whole game last night. They're the worst team in the NBA.
Worse than the Pacers?
Dinwiddie and fucking Allen. Wow. And this is why the Celtics were bad. Kyrie.
Oh, boy.
Oh, no. How much you pay him, Mick? Jig is up.
You've been saying that?
No, I'm the one who's saying, like, maybe Al Horford and Marcus Morris are
no,
more to blame.
Dude. So, all right. So, I watched two games last night. Well,
17 on 20 shots. Yikes.
Who?
Kyrie.
Yeah. They went 0 of 27 from 3 in the second half. And they didn't cover the spread by half. They should have won the game by 80.
They shot 8 for 38 from 3.
Yes.
I told you, they've been on the road too long. They're tired. They want to get home.
No, they stink. They do not stink. So I watched. Stink. So I watched two different. I watched 9 games yesterday. Two games I watched was Seton Hall, Michigan State, and Nets.
I heard that was electric.
Electric, but Miles Powell is just like Kyrie. He's unbelievable. He shoots from 90 feet away, great away. But when it comes down to it, he just takes the ball and gets triple teamed and gets blocked. And it's like, oh. And then I go flip the channel to the Nets, and then Kyrie's just still, he got his own rebound and shooting again, brick.
Yeah.
They didn't cover 7. I had 7.5. I gave it out in here an 8, so I pushed. But here, I'm real life, I had 7.5. It was insane how they didn't cover.
Yeah.
The channel started glitching, too.
Yeah, TNT has some problems.
TNT. And I was like, what the fuck? And it came back, and Joe Harris is fucking getting thrown across the court.
It wasn't Joe Harris. It was the other white they have. Like Danzen Musa or whatever his name. Okay. I can't remember his name. Or Karuks, maybe?
Karuks.
I just don't. I like, obviously, KD's another hot take coming. Going to help them. But.
what?
But again, they're bad.
Yeah.
But they shouldn't be because they were good last year.
Well, LeVert's hurt.
Is Highland hurt?
Who?
Highland. Highland Jordan?
No.
DeAndre.
DeAndre?
Well, his name's Highland, so okay. I'll never call him DeAndre.
Name is Highland. It is a wild first name.
His first
name is
LeVert.
No, you're fair. You just... Since you're I'm not drunk.
I startled you. I'm excited. I had a good
you
day
are.
Today.
Drunk.
We'll start breaking out the trivia. Okay.
I went to the DMV today.
I was wondering why you came in late.
Yeah,
you're usually here before me.
Yeah, anything better than the DMV just gets me excited.
For sure. Once you get out of there, it's like you're free. You're free out of jail.
I feel so good.
He's just not the best anymore. He's okay.
He didn't play at all.
He didn't play at all in that game?
I didn't see him in
I didn't
third
watch
and fourth.
It. Cause, so what happened last night, Tyler and I were recording. We typically start recording like halftime of the Thursday night and Monday night football games. Or if the Celtics are on, I'm like, once this game's over.
Mm-hmm.
Cause I'm a selfish prick like you.
For sure.
And so halftime hits. We start recording like right before the third quarter starts. And we're so hyped because Melo's back. Like, mm-hmm. We're like, this is the biggest story. We're going to have this out right at midnight for people who crave that Melo comeback. I made a hype, hype audio for the beginning. Everyone's like, this is sick. Because it's just Melo with the you know, the,
yes,
I would
yes,
say,
yes. No, I know
O Fortuna.
Yes, yes.
Like, with that under it, it's fucking electric.
I also got that same DM fucking YP got. I did it, but I just didn't say it.
You buffoon.
I'm an idiot.
NBA
you did it well.
Mush would have been way. You're on a basketball podcast, Martin.
I know. He did it.
What DM did YP get?
It was literally saying, hey, just a heads up, Melo's going to Portland. I got the same exact one. Same guy I confirmed with him today. I got it earlier than him, too, and I was like, ah.
That guy just wanted someone to have it.
Yep. It was stupid of me. I would love to break news.
You had news to break.
I know.
And it's like a thing,
you'll
too.
You'll get it next time.
And it was such a weird team that, like, not a weird team, but like a team that I was like, ah, whatever if it happened.
It's
but
a thing where, too, if it's wrong, no one cares if you get it wrong.
Especially me, yeah.
No one. That's why YP tweeted it. He was like, this is win-win for me.
Mm-hmm.
But, then last night, because I was watching, what was first on TNT?
Yesterday?
Yeah.
Oh,
it was Knicks Mavs. So I was watching that.
Game. We were so right about that.
Yeah.
So right.
We were on the money with that.
But we didn't pick it.
No. I'm fine with that.
I'd rather be right and not pick it.
Yeah. because you can still brag. Mm-hmm. But so I'm watching that. Then I switch over to football just because we usually have that on, or I have it on while we're talking. And right when we're about to wrap up and I'm ready to switch over to the end of or the middle of Nets Nuggets, hell breaks loose. All hell breaks loose. So I was just stuck on that. I completely forgot basketball was a sport at that point because I was so focused on that. So that's why I didn't watch Kyrie missing shots left and right.
Yeah, no, I was the only one watching. Because my friend texted me, like, dude, holy shit, you believe what happened? I was like, what happened?
Yeah, yeah, Kyrie stinks.
I was like, Kyrie keeps losing. And he's like, well, Miles Garrett hit someone in the head with a helmet. I was like, what? The funniest part of that whole shit was the – I know you guys talked about it on your regular podcast yesterday, but – the ref with a ref with no flag is the most demoralizing thing in the world.
He's got nothing.
It's just the guy has, and I would have went naked after that
just
play.
Can't keep throwing.
Take off everything. Just it's and because those refs don't even have a whistle. Like they have nothing but a flag.
They bare bones.
Yeah, so it's sad, but you're right. I was watching the Nets.
That's very funny.
And Kent State.
Kent State win that game?
Yeah, they're down 24-6 with 9 minutes left in the fourth and one.
Pretty good.
Oh, also, really quick college basketball. Florida, just because they have Blackshear from Virginia Tech, they stink. They almost lost to Towson.
Yeah, you can't lose to Towson.
Towson is like, come on. At home.
Towson feels like they should only play Colgate. Like, that's the only game they should. Like, 30 times, yes. Towson-Colgate.
That's the Chaminade only game. Yeah.
Yes. The Citadel.
Yep, the Citadel. We can make their schedule so easily.
Yeah, and it would be the best thing for them, too. Mm-hmm.
But Towson was frisky. They were just, clearly. They literally were winning at one point with 2 minutes left. I kept live-banging Florida to get it back, but just because, I just keep, whenever I think a team gets, like, it's like the Nets. The team got Kyrie, they should be good. They stink. Florida got a good player, they stink.
And that's also, even though they won, you'll think of Florida poorly the rest of the year because of that game.
For sure.
Yeah.
We'll not bet on them ever again.
You just, and even with like Dallas, I'm like, they're good, but they lost the next twice.
Yes.
Like, how good could they really be?
But we were so right about how petty New York is, mm-hmm. and like how this was their NBA championship. Our guys coming back who left us, that crowd was electric.
If they
that was MSG.
If that MSG showed up all the time, they'd get more free agents.
1,000%. But that's no joke.
Instead, they only do it to boo the one guy, the good guy they've had since Patrick Ewing left.
Who, yeah, like helped them out a lot. Put them on the map for like literally a second.
Yeah. He'll be banned soon.
Without question. I was thinking about it last night, too. Remember when Old Takes exposed that one hot week Kristaps had like 2 years ago? When he tried to get me because I said Towns would be significantly better before the draft. Where the fuck's that guy been? Huh? I haven't gotten any swing back from that. He called that race far too early. I'm running up the fucking score on that take.
The internet getting the McMahon all types of wrong today.
You talk about a bloodbath in favor of me. Whew.
Matt says otherwise, man. I don't know.
No one in the world would take Kristaps over Carl. Kristaps wouldn't take Kristaps over Carl Anthony Towns.
Oh, come on. You know, it's a Mavs fan. It's like, I don't know, buddy. Carlisle. He's blocking shots.
Celtics Warriors, I don't like taking the Celtics because I feel like I just assume, especially since they're the best team in the league. But the Warriors stink so bad. So bad. I'm just,
they're
you know,
begging
what?
You to take
I'm it. Taking the over. I'm just going to take the over.
No.
That's all I'm doing.
No. We're doing this like we did yesterday. The Heat were -4 yesterday. Mm-hmm. They won. You have to be square sometimes to win. The Celtics should not be 7.5 to the Warriors.
Well, it should be like 12.
It should be 11-12.
Yeah.
Out of way, like at home, it should be about 15.
And it's like they just keep beating teams. Other than the Wizards, that's also part in my brain, too, because they just stopped playing defense against the Wizards. I think the same thing's going to happen here, too.
They play down to them, you're saying.
It's not down. It's just like we know we have this game. We don't really care. Because, like,
true.
Like Bradley Beal went off for 44, I think. Like I could see D'Angelo having 40, just because they're like, we don't give a shit, dude. Go ahead. Yeah.
And they win by like 5.
Yeah, that's why I don't want to. That's why I want to take the over.
Okay.
And it's the start of a road trip too, so they're not going to be like, yeah, let's use all our energy now. Like they're on the West Coast for like I think 5 games, and they've got the Suns. I think they've got the Suns coming up. Oh, buddy, they've got the Suns coming up, so they've got to conserve some energy.
Yeah, that's a look ahead spot there.
So I'm taking the over.
Okay.
I got it right now, 22.5. Is that what you see?
Yeah.
Okay, good. It's over on that. Your first pick, Martin?
Pistons minus 3.5 against the Hornets. The okay. Pistons have been disgusting. The Hornets are just a team where they – that's an annoying team, aren't they?
They're frisky.
They're a good 4-7.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like they haven't lost to anyone they absolutely should have beaten.
No, I agree. But the three – I think the Pistons are in need of a win. Blake just needs to play well for them, bring them on their back. Tyler, do you have anything from these two games?
I got nothing.
All right, well, what's your first pick then?
My first one's from Philly at Oklahoma City. And I've got Embiid 30-plus points and Philly to win. Just because he's had his rest night. This is plus 480. Four career games against Steven Adams, 28 points a game on 54% shooting. Now, he lost all four of those games. Just something to note. But I'm thinking Embiid 30-plus points, Philly to win, plus 480.
You can't lose five in a row.
No.
Can't.
No.
But why are they only minus 4 against the Thunder?
Philly's kind of interesting.
Some of these lines were weird to me.
It's a weird line night. Because if you didn't notice, that disgusting, disgusting team is only plus 5.5 against a good team tonight. I've never gotten so much shit on Twitter about fucking Indiana. That's why I hate hating things, because then you see it so much more because everyone knows you hate it.
Correct.
But Indiana, 5.5 against the Rockets, get the fuck out of here. The Pacers are going to lose by 20. I wouldn't even be surprised if there's like burning jerseys in the crowd tonight. It's at the Rockets. That's why I think I like it. There's gonna be Pacers fans like, oh my god, I paid to go to Houston for this game. This team stinks.
But do you think
Houston? Let's burn the place down.
I want to look at Houston's schedule because I know they just had a big game. No, they don't have another big game coming up. They've got Melo coming in a few days, but that's too far away for it to matter. Like they got the Timberwolves next. Like
they are, you know, their goose is cooked for that one.
Yeah, right. For sure.
So they don't.
When's he gonna play?
They said he's joining the team immediately.
He's right. Just. Right away.
I mean, you're not going to send him to the G League.
No, but I mean, just like sit him for a little bit to like.
Listen, you don't sign Melo to keep him on ice.
That's true. He's a splashing.
He's right ready away. To go.
On ice, yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to stay away from that one. That's your bag.
thanks. Indiana's my bag.
Indiana is your bag. And there's another one of your bags sitting out there, too, tonight.
Oh, I know.
Like you said, there are a lot of these lines are a little weird. That's why I'm going to stick to a game. It's a revenge game in reverse because the Kings are going to the Lakers. So that's Luke Walton showing his face. LeBron hates pretty much every coach he's ever had. I have a feeling he wants to run up the score on the Kings. It's only – I have it at 10.5 right now. What are you seeing it at?
10.5.
10.5? Yeah, I'll take that all day. Lakers minus 10.5.
Only problem, they're not on ESPN tonight.
That's shocking. Genuinely
I know.
Shocking.
Well, it's Celtics-Warriors 10:30.
That makes sense.
It did make sense. Doesn't make sense now.
It makes less sense now.
Yeah,
sure.
It did make sense before.
Because that's been a good game, this whole Warriors run.
Yes.
So now, and it's almost like now the Celtics might be like, oh, we've got this. Before they had to get up for this game. Now they don't have to get up for it, so it makes – that's why I want to take the over in Celtics.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Because like they're gonna look down on them. The Warriors might be up at halftime type of game. But yeah, I'm going to take the Lakers minus 10.5. No problem.
Okay.
Tyler?
Utah, Memphis. Line is 7.5. That's one. I'm wondering why it's not more. Because I feel like Utah is good and Memphis is not. Uh-huh. But Utah's on the road. I'm trusting the experts. Jazz win by 6 to 10 points plus 430.
I thought you were going to come with, like, Ja has 20, 10, and 6.
Yeah, with a fucking shit on the mic. I would have taken
that. Nah, I can't look. Mush is driving those Ja Morant lines way down. Thanks a lot.
This is going to be a good – let's talk about that. It's going to be a good test for Ja Morant against the Jazz Flutes tonight.
Definitely.
People say they're good at defense.
Yeah.
And he stinks. People are saying it.
People, yes.
I've heard a lot of experts talk about Ja Morant stinking.
Which ones? All of them. All the experts.
Yes.
Can't believe you haven't heard this.
Yeah, they won't stop saying it. Yeah.
Stupid two-year-old. What idiots.
So what's your third pick?
This is a spread where the Spurs have been struggling.
Mm-hmm. I looked at this one. It's weird.
They get back on track, +3.5 against Orlando.
I feel like Vucevic typically play. Like, I have no. I'm not pulling up Tyler numbers here. I feel like Vucevic typically plays well against them.
Mm-hmm. I think that in my head of experience of watching these games, I feel like he torments them.
I feel like he uses it as like a hey Pop, please save me from Orlando. Like tryout every time. Pop's like not interested.
No thanks.
But I don't hate that pick because the Spurs being 5-6 makes no sense.
Exactly. They've been. They lost to the Timberwolves. They lost to the Grizzlies. They lost to the Celtics. That's three in a row they've lost.
Smashed by the Celtics.
The Spurs.
Orlando's bad, and they're in the playoffs right now. They're the 8 seed.
There's a lot of bad teams we're looking at that are like the Thunder are 4-7, the Grizzlies are 4-7, the Hornets are 4-7, the Magic are 4-7.
That's insane.
All bad teams.
And I mean, the Spurs are just not losing 4 games in a row, especially to. 3 in a row, the Grizzlies, Timberwolves, and Magic. You just can't have that.
No.
Mm-hmm.
So, who's me? There are two things I'm looking at right now. Like, Philly -3.5 doesn't make sense. They should just win that game by, like, 8. Like, a bad game, they should win by 8. But they haven't been able to put anyone away recently.
Yes. I'm hoping tonight's just, like, you have to be square to win.
Yeah, I could see that.
Because it is weird. It really is weird lines.
And despite the fact that I'm saying that, I'm riding with the hottest man in the NBA right now. This guy can't miss. He's the best player in the world.
Am I going to get upset?
I'm going with Andrew Wiggins, the Minnesota Timberwolves, -7.5 against the Wizards. Because the Wizards truly do stink. They'll score in bunches, but they stink. Andrew Wiggins does not stink.
I like that. They do. They'll do 3 runs a game. They'll have a 3-run, 8-0 run, and then they just stink the rest.
Correct. Roll over.
Yes. I will say, Rui, getting able to watch him for a full game, very impressive. I didn't think we'd get 2 good Gonzaga guys in one draft. I didn't think that was possible. There were 2 good Gonzaga guys in this.
So I've never – he's actually good?
Yeah, he's really good.
That's disappointing.
Why?
I don't like him. Not his basketball style, is not a genre. I just never liked him in Gonzaga. I just don't like Gonzaga.
I don't either. That's why I was.
That's fair.
That's why coming into the draft, I said many times it was only going to. And I put it all on Clark. Clark's been good.
Yeah.
That's why you don't like Sabonis. It's starting to make sense.
I like Sabonis.
Sure.
I don't want to trade Marcus Smart for him. That's why I hate him.
Sure. It was so mean.
Sabonis shocked me. There are guys who playing in college that don't look big or do look big, and then they get to the NBA and it switches. Like Juwan Johnson from Purdue looked big at Purdue. He got to the NBA, he was the smallest guy on the court. I'll never understand how that happened. Sabonis in Gonzaga didn't look that big. He just looked like he was about 6'8". And then he got to the NBA, he's the biggest guy on the court. I don't know what happened. I don't know how that happened.
He's his old man.
I know.
He's still growing.
He definitely is. So Sabonis, the second I saw him on NBA court, I was like, oh, I'm all in on this guy. I thought he was going to be undersized. He's clearly not undersized. So I've been in on Sabonis since he got to the league.
You're short shaming.
Oh, yeah.
What a piece of shit you are.
Yeah, I don't know why you ever thought he was 6'8". That guy's massive.
He just didn't look that big in college. Like, he looked like fucking Laurie. And Laurie looks bigger in the league.
I actually do agree.
Laurie's like 6'11", 7'2". What are you talking about?
He looks smaller at Arizona. People like,
huh? Laurie?
He didn't look that big at Arizona.
No, that's where you're wrong. Sabonis looks smaller.
He did look smaller.
Lauri looks the exact same size.
Well, he's definitely gotten bigger, like muscular-wise.
Yeah, Lauri's seven foot.
No, I know he's 7 foot, but he certainly didn't play 7 foot at Arizona. He was a big-time perimeter guy. Like, he's hit the boards in the NBA like he didn't at Arizona.
Yes, he did shoot a lot of threes at Arizona.
Yes, coach played him outside. He was still 7 foot.
I know, he just didn't – the way he was playing didn't translate to 7 foot in my mind.
He was still 7 foot.
Yeah, we're –
I feel like he's
– Miller just took like 3 inches off
of him. He's let his hair grow, too.
Give those here.
His hair wasn't as curly at Arizona.
Couldn't get that product.
No. Tyler, your third pick?
I'm also on the Wiggins train.
Let's go.
You're going to like this one, Marty. You ready?
Uh-oh.
I need Andrew Wiggins to get 8 or more rebounds and Minnesota win for +650. Now, he's coming off. He's averaging 5 a game this season. He's coming off an 8-rebound game. Wizards dead last in defensive rebounding rate.
Okay.
Second worst in total rebounds given up to opponents. They're bad at rebounding. He's just hot. Like, it's not even like he has the hot hand. He's passing, rebounding, everything. He's just got to get 8, Mush. He can get 8, can he?
Let me tell you something, Tyler. this is a perfect time for over 8 rebounds.
You feel me?
No, I don't like, feel you. Again, I'm inside of you with that take. Because let me tell you, I'm not kidding. While you were talking, I visualized the game. There's so many bricks of the front left rim flying outwards past Cat right to Wiggins. It's a
long rebound.
It's a long mm-hmm. rebound because they're such bad shooters that they don't have shooters touch. No. It's just slamming against the ball.
And they can't rebound.
Yeah, no,
so they
don't.
They can't shoot.
They could rebound. They just don't want to. They're like, ah,
yeah.
Got to get in there. I got to put my elbow in that guy's chest. No. You know what I mean? Okay. So I
it's a Friday. I'm not trying to rebound on a Friday.
I fucking love Fridays. The climb. I blasted the climb 6 times today.
Ooh.
6 times. It was fucking awesome, man. Inspirational shit. It's the climb.
We didn't do this on the regular show because the fight was so outrageous that it didn't feel correct, so we're going to do it here. Rest in peace, Tom.
Yes.
Rest in peace, Porter.
Yes.
Rest in peace, Bo.
Yes.
Rest in peace, Nipsey.
TMC.
Rest in peace, Aiden.
Yes.
Moshe, is there anyone you'd like to add?
Justin.
Rest in peace, Justin.
Yeah.
Yes.
Car Care is fun for Flint. Little Miss Flint, smash that donation button, please and thank you.
This
yeah, almost.
I feel powerful now. That was nice. I usually listen to that. I'm on it now. It's nice.
You're right here. And we will good luck. Have a great weekend, everyone.
I love the Pixtape listeners, by the way.
Even the Indiana ones?
Yeah, I do. Because I'm telling you, I have my own stuff I do. This is the most shit I get. So I enjoy this.
And yeah, we'll see you guys Monday after we all dominate the weekend. It's a big winning weekend.
It was a big winning week, too. And correct. People started thanking me last night as well.
Well,
so
you demanded
was nice.
It. Yeah.
I did, because it's annoying not to. Love you guys.
Yeah, and we're winning all weekend. We're riding that right into the weekend.
See you, Tyler.
All right, gentlemen.
You have a swell weekend, pal.
Likewise, guys.